important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And welcome. We are live today for another fantastic edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show as we are broadcasting live from La Casa de Bergen.
Yes,
that's indeed Right. Just north of the wonderful, beautiful beaches of South Alabama. And look, this is not only home to Southern Fairways Golf Show, it is also home, and I guess you'd have to say it is the home of Boom's Kitchen, which she's back in action today, too. Dan?
Yes.
It was pretty good. I'm telling you, we're going to show you some pictures of what we're having, or what Danny has already eaten before we came on a little bit later on in the show. But I am your host, Randy Bergen. Glad to have you on board with me. As always, we're going to talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. A fantastic show lined up for you today. But first, I welcome my podgy, Dan. What is up, my brother?
Well, I'll tell you, Randy, you know, what's up is some of Boom's food right now. And, you know, it's not a coincidence. We ended up back in Casa de Bergen and Boom's Kitchen. We've had a couple weeks. I've had a couple weeks off. Of course, last week we'll talk about what we did down the peninsula. It was a lot of fun. Very, very hot down there, but a wonderful experience. And then the week before I was playing in a tournament, so it's great to be back. And what a great day to be back as far as the fourth round of the PGA Championship, the first major of the year. Harding Park, I think, is a star right now out in San Francisco, that part of San Francisco. I think the players are loving it, and what an unbelievable leaderboard. I'm pretty excited about watching this tournament tonight.
I really am, too.
I'm pretty excited.
This is going to be fun. Of course, it is the first major of the season. It does wrap up today in San Francisco, the PGA Championship. Hey, Brooks Koepka. All right, he's looking for something that I think only two other folks have done, a three-peat. Okay, can he do it? I don't know. Did you see Bryson DeChambeau finish up yesterday? Did you see that putt? That looked like one of my putts.
95 feet.
That's 95 feet. That's where I live.
Yeah, that's where I live. That's your comfort zone.
That's right. We have got a ton to get into today. I'll tell you, a fantastic show lined up for you. The phone lines are going to be open also. If you've got a question, you've got a comment for winnings, you need this phone number. Go ahead and put it in your speed dial, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You can text us on that same line as well. Folks, we are not caller-driven, but we are certainly caller-friendly. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can do that. I now suggest that you buckle up. This is going to be the fastest 2 hours in radio. I guarantee it. It is Southern Fairways Golf Show. Hey, going to give away some golf today. Might have some other items that we will do. But we want you to go on our stream. Go watch us on video. If you want to get a couple of real quick giggles in, you got to go see this action, okay? You can go to Southern Fairways Facebook. We're on there. We're on YouTube Live. You go to Randy Bergen Live. You go to Danny's Facebook. Danny, you got it streaming on there as well,
don't you? I do, indeed, yes.
So you can go check that out. Do it. It's going to be pretty neat. It's going to be pretty fun. We've got some neat pictures up here for you. But we've got a fantastic lineup for you today. And I'll tell you, I'm excited about the first major. And Danny, I can't wait to get into that a little bit later on as well. But, hey, today, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, Mitch McConnell. He's going to be back on with us. We haven't had Mitch on. He's not been on in quite some time, but he'll be on with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk some golf with him. And his twin brother lookalike, Paul Casey, playing pretty good golf right now.
He is playing absolutely wonderful golf. And, you know, up on our monitor that I'm – this big, beautiful new monitor that I'm looking into, I'm trying not to look at myself too much.
That's hard for you.
It's hard to do, but I have a beautiful shot of Mitch McConnell up there, and I peeked out of the corner of my eye, and I was looking at it, and I was like, gosh, do we have Paul Casey on today? He's going to interview? I know it's a different time zone out there.
You're going to love what I've put together. Yeah. I worked on this last night. I think you're really going to love it. But, yeah, we'll have Mitch McConnell on with us. And then the bottom of the next hour, a guy that's been on with us before, love having him on. He is a ball fitting manager for Bridgestone, Adam Rayburg. Now, Adam has got some fantastic connections, obviously. He's got some pretty neat friends. Bryson DeChambeau, one of those. Freddie Couples, one of those. Matt Kuchar, Lexi Thompson. Oh, and one Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll talk with him about that. But it should be a lot of fun today, no question about it. Want to remind you, too, that the brand new edition of this, actually the summer edition of our magazine, Southern Fairways, is out on the streets. And man, oh man, the publisher, Joey Johnson, he has done an awesome, awesome job with a new look in the new magazine. I'm telling you, pick one up. If you can't get to a golf course to pick one up, you can always go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com. Check it out. The digital version is on there. And while you're there, you may want to check out the tab that says deals. There's some pretty good deals on there, right? Mm-hmm. You can get golf at up to 50% off of some of your favorite places. So go on, check it out. It is southernfairwaysgolf.com. Pick up the hard version at any golf course or pick up the digital version right there on our website. Okay? So do that and do it now.
It's time for your leaderboard update.
Brought to you by Bridgestone Golf. And by the GCGA Tour.
Well, the first major of the year, the PGA Championship, being played out in San Francisco, Randall. How about that?
San Francisco.
Of course, the 2020 PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park, a muni track, one of the best municipal golf courses in all of the world, will play host to an exciting fourth and final round. On top of the leaderboard, looking for his second major. He's won 21 times on the PGA Tour. Some people haven't done that in their whole career. Dustin Johnson has a one-shot lead at 9 under par. Right behind him, the long ball guy, Cameron Champ, young strapping man, right there at 8 under par. Scottie Scheffler at 8 under par. He's a journeyman. We talked about Paul Casey already. Mitch McConnell's twin brother at 7 under par. He's joined by this guy. Everybody's picking him. Brooks Koepka going for a three-peat, something unheard of, a three-peat in the PGA Championship, but tied with him, Colin Morikawa. And then we go down the list a little bit at 6 under par. Daniel Berger, Jason Day, Bryson DeChambeau, the big Tony Finau, and there he is, the hare. Tommy Fleetwood's going to be vying for his first major victory as well.
Should be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. The Korn Ferry Tour wraps up today in Oregon for the Winco Foods Portland Open. But they're not staying downtown in Portland, for sure. Leading the way, the young man from New Caledonia, Paul Barjon, and American Lee Hodges have a two-stroke lead at 11 under. By the way, Hodges is from Huntsville, Alabama. The European Tour is in England for the England Championship, where Englishman Andy Sullivan leads by 3 at 23 under. And the LPGA, well, they're back in action. Place that you're very familiar with, Danny. They're in Sylvania, Ohio, for the Marathon LPGA Classic, looking for her 21st tour victory. The 23-year-old from New Zealand, Lydia Ko. She's got a whopping four-stroke lead at 16 under. American and girlfriend Maverick McNealy, Danielle Kane, sits in second position at 12 under. By the way, you ask, where is New Caledonia? Well, that's a French territory comprising of dozens of islands in the South Pacific, if you didn't know that.
Thank you.
Okay, just a little geography today. There you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone and by the GCGA Tour. All right. A lot going on, and we are excited today. Excited to have everything happening here today. I got to tell you. By the way, I have to mention this. We mentioned Boom. We're going to have her coming up the last segment. We'll show what she has cooked for us today. Got to say happy birthday. Maybe we have to sing happy birthday. Tomorrow is her birthday.
Tomorrow's Boom's birthday.
We'll do that.
Hey, you know, another thing going on in the world of golf, too. The U.S. Women's Amateurs concluding.
That's right.
It's actually going on right now up at Woodmont Country Club up in Rockville, Maryland. Defending champ, and this is hard to do. Gabriella Ruffles, one of my favorite female players, USC Trojan. She's from Australia. Unbelievable pedigree as far as athletes in her family. Her parents, both unbelievable tennis players. Her brother's a professional golfer, but she goes up against a teen phenom in Rojong, who is a teenager who lives out in Irvine, California. So two little Californians going at it today
getting
in
it
Maryland.
On. Getting it on. Hey. Don't touch that dial. All right, we have got a lot to get into, and we're glad you're here with us right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with my podsy, Danny Spivey. And boy, I'll tell you, a lot of golf to get into today, as we always do. We will talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. We're going to give away some golf coming up in just a few moments. So go ahead and get the fingers ready. The numbers, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. All right, the official World Golf Rankings brought to you by Rolex. Got to say congratulations to Justin Thomas. He gets the win last week at the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. What did that do for the young man from Kentucky that played his college golf at the University of Alabama? Well, that pole vaults him from number 3 in the world to number 1 in the world. And the Spaniard, John Rahm, goes to number 2. Rory McIlroy, he is number 3. Webb Simpson, I like Webb Simpson, he is number 4. Dustin Johnson, 5th. Brooks Koepka is 6th. Bryson DeChambeau is 7th. Patrick Reed, 8th. In 9th position, Adam Scott. And round out the top 10 of your official World Golf Rankings, brought to you by Rolex, is Patrick Cantlay. So there you go, Justin Thomas. He was on my pick. I actually had him. I thought he might win this PGA Championship. A little bit of a struggle for him. I mean, he's been playing fine, but he had a good day yesterday. So-so yesterday. But yeah, but I, for whatever reason, I thought, man, being number one, you know, there's a you have a target on your back whenever you get to number one. But I felt like he could handle it. I don't think he's going to get the win today, though.
Well, it's going to be tough, and you know, I'm sure later in the second hour we're going to kind of break down who we think is going to win. And you know, the way I always do my deductive reasoning, like I always do, Randall, I look for a number. What number do I think is going to win this tournament? So I'm actually saying at the beginning of this tournament, I said 9-under was going to win. Okay. Because it's a par 70 golf course, it's 7,200 and change as far as yardage wise, and so right now Dustin Johnson at 9-under, you got Cameron Champ and Scottie Scheffler at 8-under, then a slew of people at 7, 6, and 5. So I'm going to go all the way down. I'm going to say I think that there are 18 players, I think at -5 or better, have a chance to win this golf tournament. And I say that for a reason. There's been 364s.
Right.
Okay. I think some people that are out a little bit early, we've noticed the last few days, especially when we're sitting at home and it's warm or it's dark out and we're watching live golf.
I love it.
Which is so great for us. But the wind picks up off the lake there, right in San Francisco, across from the bay. And so it gets a little bit tougher down the stretch. So I think somebody a little bit early is going to go out there and post a number. So I'm going to stick, believe it or not, I'm going to stick with my 9-under par. Maybe 10, but I want you to hear my reasoning a little bit.
Yeah.
If we get to 10, that means Cameron Champ and Scottie Scheffler, neither have won a major, have to shoot 68. Koepka, Morikawa, Paul Casey have to shoot 67. Okay, so
Casey shot a 67 on Friday.
67 on Friday, exactly. So it's doable. And then you get down to that 5-under par, someone's got to shoot 65, 66, right around that range. But who knows? You know, somebody may go out there, a guy like a Colin Morikawa, who's at 7-under, who I think at any given moment has a chance to shoot 5 or 6 under on this golf course, the way he's been playing. And then, of course, Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, with a 95-foot putt to end your day yesterday, he's got to feel pretty good about himself, you know, when he goes in.
Did you see his reaction?
Oh, gosh. What are you going to do? But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, there's a little bit of trash talking for Brooks Koepka directed at Dustin Johnson, who's a buddy of his.
Well, Dustin Johnson, it was true. Yeah, and Dustin Johnson, he's trying to get his second major. Of course, he won in 2016 the U.S. Open. Last year, PGA Championship, he came in second. Let's not forget that. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think he is his putter seems to be doing a little bit better for him. He certainly has his game is really on. And I gotta tell you, it's going to be hard for somebody to beat him. Now, obviously, those, as you mentioned, they go out a little early. They start putting some numbers on the board, and he's got to try to chase those numbers a little bit. Sometimes he can get a little sideways on that, but he's one of the calmest cucumbers out there, I can tell you.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And you know, we talk about Dustin Johnson right now, who's had a 54-hole lead, you know, three or four. This is the fourth time. Of course, 2010, we remember it at Pebble Beach. He a final round 82. It's kind of the first time we really kind of noticed Dustin Johnson, knew he'd win a couple times. But 2015, of course, a three-putt on the 72nd hole, which allowed Jordan Spieth at Chambers Bay to cap off an unbelievable year there. 2018, he had a 54-hole lead. He shoots 70 the last round, finishes third. And then he was chasing down Koepka last year. Koepka was kind of blowing his lead a bit, and Dustin Johnson was chasing him down. So we'll see what happens. I think he's a different player than he was in 2010, 2015. But we're going to see. But, you know, Brooks Koepka is just one of those cats that, you know, for some reason, when it comes to majors, he just has no scar tissue. He doesn't care about making bogeys. Yesterday he made three bogeys in a row, and he comes back and he birdies two of the four hardest holes on the golf course coming down the stretch, and hit an unbelievable shot on 18. But, you know, so we just don't know. Or, and here's another thing we could talk about. Those players who haven't won a major yet, Randy, right. How big of an influence does not having fans out there? We know that when there's 20, 30, 40, 50,000 fans out there, and Dustin Johnson or Brooks Koepka or Tiger Woods, and the fans generally cheer for them, and those lesser-known players get really intimidated. It's not going to be like that today.
No.
Now, is the pressure still going to be there? Absolutely. But a different kind of pressure.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, see, and I mean – as I'm watching this, I really haven't missed the fans, okay? But there have been some shots like that putt that Bryson made. You know, the fans would go crazy on something like that, all right? And that just kind of reverbs through the rest of the course. So I think it's important to get the fans back out there. Looking at some of these scores, of course, Rory McIlroy, who was looking for another major, right now he's at T43. He's even for the tournament. Phil Mickelson, who was on my pick.
Of course
he was. plus one, all right. He's at T54. And how about Tiger Woods? I mean, you know, Tiger comes back in. I thought he played pretty well on Thursday. He shot a 68. Mm-hmm. And then Friday and Saturday, he shoots 72s. Listen, when Tiger's playing well, it does so much for the game of golf, whether you love him or hate him. And I've said it all the time. When he's playing well, eyeballs go to the TV. They are watching to see what Tiger does, almost like a NASCAR race.
I was.
Yeah, you want to see if he's going to do well or if he wrecks. Okay, and I'm kind of hoping he does pretty well. Right now, it looks like he is out on the course, and he is one under through four holes. He just made a birdie, so he goes up to T54. He and Phil are now tied.
Yeah, and we're going to see a lot of golf. You know, the leader is going to tee off about right at 4 o'clock our time. We'll get out there 4:50 Eastern time. So you have Scottie Scheffler playing with Dustin Johnson. You have Colin Morikawa playing with Cameron Champ. And I think that's a really intriguing pairing of two young studs, both have won multiple times on the PGA Tour within the first 2 years of their career. Chasing down unbelievable talent, polar opposites as far as kind of how they get it around the golf course, but unbelievable players. But I'm going to tease my pick already.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to set this up. I think the winner of this PGA Championship comes from six players that happen to be at six under par right now. I'm going to say one of those six, and I'm going to name at the end of the show which one I think is going to come. And the reason I say that is I think out of looking at the pedigree of those six players, I think two or three of them are going to kind of get at 3, 4, 5 under par kind of early after about 10 or 11 holes. You face the unbelievable 12th. But it's also going to set up an interesting scenario with the drivable par 4 16th hole, which is going to be playing 292 yards today with a front right pin position. So with a couple of these cats already being in the clubhouse saying at that 9 or 10, it's going to be some interesting decisions for some of these leaders, those last couple groups coming down 16, 17, 18, see what they do.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, we got to say congratulations to Jim Furyk. He gets the win at the Ally Challenge. All right, congratulations to him. Of course, the guys will be back in action. And this is the PGA Tour Champions. They will be back, I believe, they're coming up real soon. They'll be at the Bridgestone Senior Players Championship. They're in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah,
so Retief Goosen, the defending champion there. So that'll be coming up. Hey, I've got just a minute or two left here. I want to go ahead and, by the way, I want to go ahead and give away some golf here in just a second. So get your fingers ready at 251-343-0106. David Musial, the general manager of Glen Lakes, generally comes on with us to not only give us our Musial Minutes, but Golf for Dummies. completely stacked today, so he could not make it. All right, so we'll push the Golf for Dummies. That'll happen next week, and we'll kind of double up. All right, but let's go ahead and give away a 5-pack away to Glenn Lakes. We're going to take the fourth phone call at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Fifth phone call, you're going to get a 5-pack to Glenn Lakes. What does that mean? Well, that's going to get you and four of your golfing buddies green fees out there. We're taking care of that. All you have to do is pick up the cart fee. And I'm telling you, if you've not played out there lately, it's in great shape. William Dabney does an awesome, awesome job. You got to go play. I'm telling you that. But they've been staying so busy. You need to set up a tee time.
Need to set up a tee time, exactly. And maybe later, if we get some time, maybe we'll talk. We'll do a Golf for Dummies ourselves and maybe explain, because I had a couple people text me. And, you know, what is the difference between a slice and a cut?
Yeah.
Or a hook and a draw.
There you go.
So
there you go.
Maybe we'll just get some basics.
Hey, I got to say, listen, I don't care if you're out on your tractor cutting your grass like our good friend Adam Weldon is doing right now. Dirt's listening to us while he's cutting his grass. We appreciate every one of you tuning in. We have a very big announcement. I'm going to give you that announcement coming up in just a little bit. A huge announcement. It is could it be life-changing? I guess it could be. It's very important. We're excited about it. We'll tell you about that coming up here in just a few moments. In our next segment, we're going to be visiting with a very good friend of ours, Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotives. We're going to talk a little golf with him. We're also going to talk a little football. You know he's in the know with Coach Saban and those guys at Alabama. All right, so we'll talk with him a little bit, and we'll talk some automobiles. So don't you touch that dial. It is Southern Fairways Golf Show. Right here on the Southern Golf Broadcast Network. And welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen along with Mapodzi, Danny Spivey. And, man, we have got a lot to get into. Giving away some golf. Just had somebody pick up a 5-pack to Glen Lakes. Congratulations on that. Want to remind you, the GCGA Tour, we are back in action on September the 13th. We're going to be playing Shell Landing over in Gaucher. If you've not played there, my oh my. Danny, you know that's one of my favorite places
to play.
It is
one of your favorite places. And, I'm looking forward to it.
It will be a lot of fun. We'll have Kenny Hughes. He is the owner of Shell Landing and the CEO. And, man, what a great guy. He and I see eye to eye on everything. So we're excited to, we're excited to get over there. But, dude, check it out, GCGATour.com. GCGATour.com is how you can register, okay? All right, glad to have this fellow on board with us right now on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. A good friend of ours, Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive is on the line with us. Mitch, how you doing, pal?
Randy Bergen, I am so good, buddy. How are you and Danny doing?
We are doing fantastic. It's been a while since we've had you on. A lot of things have been going on. And, man, I got to tell you, I want to talk some football with you in just a little bit, but as we always do, we'll talk golf first. And certainly Your lookalike, Paul Casey, he's playing pretty good in the first major of the season.
I tell you what, you know, I just got off the phone with one of my good Alabama coaching buddies and got an update on that. I got excited about football, but this leaderboard, I mean, Randy, man, it's one of the best leaderboards I've seen in a long time at any tournament, especially a major. And Paul Casey is definitely the most handsome golfer on tour, if you ask me. And and he is playing some great golf, you know, and I kind of feel like the boy is due for a major, so it would be a thrill for me since we're twins to see Paul Casey win. But, man, you've got Cameron Champ, Scotty Scheffler is an interesting story. We know about Morikawa. I'm not so sure that Matthew Wolf might not light that golf course up today, but I think the biggest story of the day is Brooks Koepka. I mean, he's in position, guys, to make some golf history. Three PGA Tour championships in a row. PGA champions would be insane, wouldn't it?
Well, it certainly would be. I don't think there's.
I mean, this is crazy, guys.
Yeah, it's that would certainly be neat to see. And look, he's poised to do it right now. He's sitting at T4 at 7 under, so he's just 2 strokes back of Dustin Johnson, and of course Dustin Johnson trying to make something happen as well. You know, we're going to give our picks here in just a little bit, but Paul Casey, I don't want to take him out of it.
Fast forward to y'all's picks because I'm fascinated to know. But I think it's going to be exciting. Look, if you're a golf fan, and I know how everybody feels about fans and. Just getting an update from Tuscaloosa on the probability of the football season made us talk about the golf. And, you know, I think there's certain players out there today that might have an advantage without the fans and the pressure of winning a major, you know. And I just wonder who those guys are. And certainly Colin Morikawa, Matthew Wolf, guys that haven't been there before might benefit from that, I would think.
I agree with you. We're visiting with our good friend Mitch McConnell on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line. Danny?
Well, you know, Mitch, you mentioned something about, you know, Brooks Koepka looking at making history. And I want to kind of throw this out. He's already in rarefied company right now with, you know, having the distinction of back-to-back U.S. Opens and back-to-back PGAs, going for the third PGA. And with four majors, he's tied in the history of golf with guys like Rory McIlroy and Ernie Els, Raymond Floyd, and then a bunch of old guys, okay? Now, Raymond Floyd and Ernie Els and Rory McIlroy, more of the modern-day golfers that a lot of our listeners would know about. You know, not that they don't know who Tom Moore Sr. and Tom Moore Jr. are, but they had four majors too. But when we get to five, you know, winning five majors, you jump into the Seve Ballesteros, Peter Thomson, Phil Mickelson, you know, guaranteed Hall of Famers,
right,
regardless of what else is going on. And that's a whole different realm.
Today is what's shocking. I mean, if you look at the percentage of the amount of tournaments, Jack Nicklaus not only won 18 majors, but he came in second 22 times. This guy was a major championship freak of nature. And Brooks Koepka, man, if he wins another one right now, three in a row, I think you got to put him in rare air just relative to majors. We know he had won a lot of PGA, you know, tour championships or regular tournaments, but this guy, man, he brings something to the table in majors. So I think that'd be the biggest story. There's so many stories that could unfold today, guys, and I'm excited to watch. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of like it. I like being able to watch it late in the afternoon or night golf, yeah. You know, and or when they're over playing in the open, early morning golf. I mean, I'm digging that. Visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line. And, Mitch, before we get into football, for those folks that are watching on either Facebook or YouTube, we always compare you and say your look-alike is Paul Casey. So what I did do, if you're watching, you will see a comparison. I put both your picture and Paul Casey's picture up right now.
Oh,
and they,
man,
look pretty close
watching
right there, don't they, Danny?
My car was on my phone, and I tried to get into it, and it didn't seem to be popping up, but I'm missing out. Who's better looking in that picture? I'm curious.
Hands down, you. There's no doubt.
Well, I've met Paul a few times, and we always get a kick out of looking at each other. And in the side profile, his caddy said, from the side, man, y'all are twin dead ringers. You're freaking me out. I'm seeing a ghost. And that was at Augusta. And to get that kind of interaction with Paul Casey and his caddy at a tournament like Augusta is quite special. I was on the, you know, range with him at the Bay Hill Invitational, got to play the Pro-Am. And so I'm pulling for the guy. But you know what? Paul Casey, for listeners out there, is one hell of a player, one hell of a guy. And I think he'd be a great champion today if he's able to step up and win a major. And I think there's a lot of good storylines, boys. But I need to check that out on Facebook, Randy.
Yeah, you do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put something up right now also. When I was at Bay Hill in 2016, I've had the opportunity to meet Paul. We talked for a little bit during a practice round, and so that picture's up there for you, too.
If we were going to say a PGA Tour golfer currently, Randy, who would Danny Spivey be his twin? What would who is he favorite?
I'm going with Lumpy. I'm going with Lumpy. Tim Harton.
Post,
no, if you hadn't said a PGA, if you hadn't said a PGA Tour player, I'd have said Rick Harrison with Pawn Stars.
With Pawn Stars, yeah.
Okay, but I'll have to think about that.
Let me tell you something. If I could play golf like Danny Spivey, I wouldn't care what I look like. So.
Well, you got that right. You have got that right, brother. No doubt about it. All right, we're visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line. Mitch, we've got you for another couple of minutes here, and I want to turn and talk a little bit of football. Of course, you got your finger on the pulse of the SEC, certainly at the University of Alabama. Kind of tell us what's going on. I mean, everybody out there is ready for some football, and we're just weeks away.
Yeah, we were feeling real optimistic up in Tuscaloosa. We were going to have a season, and yesterday put a big dent. It's kind of like watching a presidential election when the polls just swing on you. And so we're hoping that that situation there and the Big Ten and all that does not unfold like it looks like, because it's going to be difficult if some of these conferences, you know, stand up and give in to this. And it's really quite a silly deal. If you talk to Coach, I think he respects COVID-19 and everything going on, but there is a way to have a season, and he has been very optimistic, as have the coaches, and I think yesterday that took a little hit. But really, up there on the positive end, guys, there's just so much enthusiasm inside that program at the moment. I mean, you got coaching staff that's got some synergy. You got a Bryce Young quarterback that's out there. They got the OTA drills that we can do now, just kind of a basically walk-through thing that these guys are doing 7-on-7s. But the coach I just talked to told me that this kid, Bryce Young, that's the freshman quarterback, is quite possibly one of the more amazing athletes that he has ever seen, you know, and they just watching Tua Tagovailoa throw the football. So you got a great Mac Jones quarterback and most four of your offensive linemen. It would be a real shame for Alabama not play a football season this year, because I think with Dylan Moses back and these guys, you know, leadership, synergy, the hunger level, the excitement and the strength conditioning program, just a lot of positive stuff in Tuscaloosa. It'd be a shame to not play.
Listen, whether you're an Alabama fan, Auburn fan, SEC fan, just football in general, you know, we're ready for some football to happen. And I think, you know, with everybody kind of being kind of pinned up at home for the most part, this is a release for them. I think that's why golf is doing so well. So many eyes are on golf right now, is because folks need some sports, okay? We need some sports. Danny?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And it's just such a different dynamic. And I think that's why I'm so excited about today, Mitch, you know, and seeing championship-style golf course on a wonderful and a very unique and historic Harding Park golf course in San Francisco, just steeped in a lot of tradition from years gone by. And I think that's what it is, because it kind of reminds us, it gets us in the mode for sports, high-level sports, and, of course, we think about college football, and it kind of gives us hope. We need that kind of adrenaline rush, people like all of us. You know, we need to watch that stuff. It motivates
us. The United States needs college football, Danny.
Absolutely. 100%.
Going into depression medication without it, and quite frankly, I don't make light of that, by the way, but I think that, you know, Coach Saban certainly feels like we can play college football. And there's some high-level doctors involved in this stuff, and I think it would be a political move, quite frankly, and it's quite a shame to not have football. And I feel like there's so much money, Randy, Danny, y'all know that.
Yep.
But, you know, what Coach is saying is, man, these kids deserve to play. And you got these kids like Dylan Moses that returned for their senior year. It could have been a first-round draft pick. You don't want that kid sitting out, you know, not playing football.
No.
So I'm just excited to see it unfold, and I think, you know, Auburn has a chance at a great year and a lot of good talent coming back. But I haven't felt this optimistic about Alabama having a championship-level team front to back in a long time. So, you know, as an Alabama guy, I sure am hoping we play football.
Couldn't agree with you more. Could not agree with you more. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Mitch, you got you for 60 seconds. Tell us what is going on at McConnell Automotive.
Man, guys, we just love taking care of people. And the message that we always have for people out there listening is if you've kind of been frustrated shopping for cars, then give us a shot, because our way of doing it, we would rather sell 30% more vehicles at a lower profit margin, as an example. So other dealers have made fun of me for what we make on a car, guys, but we do that just by upfront pricing and being transparent and humble. And our mode is to sell more instead of sell fewer at higher profits, and that helps our customers. So right now we've got employee pricing, and if everybody kind of checks that out, Randy, Danny, these deals are amazing. And by the way, the all-new Yukon just hit the ground. If y'all hadn't seen the new Yukon in New Denali, it is a bad boy. Beautiful, all-new. And everything's on our website, Randy, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, go check it out, McConnellAutomotive.com, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. There's a reason why. Why don't you go by and let them prove it to you? Mitch, as always, my friend, good to have you on. Okay, so real quick, who do you think is going to win the PGA Championship today in San Francisco?
You know, guys, it's a hard call, but I'm going to probably surprise some people and – go ahead and go out on a wild limb and pick Colin Morikawa to win.
Wow. Okay. That's not a bad pick.
I think that kid is going to light the golf course up today, and I think he's – I'm in love with Matthew Wolf for the way he swings the golf club, and I think he's going to be special. But I just have a gut feeling about that, and, you know, I think Bryson DeChambeau is my other guy that I look at and go, watch out, man. If that guy gets on fire, he's going to rip that golf course up and come, what, a couple from behind. So I'm pulling for Paul Casey, but I have a feeling that we're going to have a sleeper win and a young kid in Colin Morikawa.
Well, I would have put $100 down and would have said that you'd have picked Paul Casey, but nonetheless. Hey, Mitch, always have a great time.
I'm pulling for my boy. I'm hoping he wins one. I'll get more fans.
There you go. All right, buddy. Thanks for being on with us. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, boys. Y'all have a good one. Get some golf in.
There you go. Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive. Always fun to hang out with him. I got to say congratulations to Mitch. Mitch Nasty, I believe is the way you pronounce that. He picks up a five-pack to Glen Lakes. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Boom's Kitchen, we're going to show you what we're going to eat after a while. Don't touch that dial. Well, I told you we were going to move through this hour quick, and we are certainly doing that. Always fun to hang out with you, and glad you're hanging out with us on a Sunday right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. I am Randy. That's Danny. And I've been talking a lot about the PGA, but, Dan, I think we've kind of got to talk a little LPGA as Lydia Ko, the 23-year-old from New Zealand, has a four-stroke lead right now. She's at 16-under. She'll tee off at about 1 o'clock our time. And right behind her, American Danielle Kang, four strokes back at 12-under. Danielle Kang, obviously, we mentioned, is the girlfriend of, and you like this guy, Maverick McNealy.
I do like Maverick. Yeah.
It's a neat name.
I like Danielle Kang, too.
She can play, you know.
She's a good player.
And I got to tell you, I had an opportunity, as you know, when we were down in Orlando in January for the LPGA Tournament of Champions. Actually, it's the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. I had an opportunity to talk with her, spend a little time with her, and she's pretty nice. She's pretty nice. But she hits a golf ball pretty well, buddy. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you the truth. She hits it doggone good. But Lydia Ko right now, 16-under. Danielle Kang at 12-under. Jody Shadoff is at 10-under. She's from England. Minji Lee, the Australian, is at 10-under as well. American Lindsay Weaver at 9-under. And then the list goes on from there. Stacey Lewis right there at 7-under. So she's long way back.
Well, fascinating story about Lydia Ko, too. You know, it wasn't too long ago, you know, she dominated the LPGA and women's golf around the world. And, you know, how old did you say?
She's 23. She's looking for her 21st. Yeah, she's looking for her 21st victory, tour victory.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, basically, you know, 15 on the LPGA tour, isn't it?
It's 15. Yeah, she's actually looking for her 21st professional
victory. So, you know, you kind of look at her now. The Hall of Fame in the LPGA has a totally different parameter on everything. So she's got to win five more. I think you got to get to 20 before you even consider it. Or maybe it's an automatic selection. I'm not real sure, but I thought it was 20. But and I know she has the majors to get in there, just total wins. But here was it, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. You know, 18, I believe she was number one in the world in the LPGA Tour in women's golf. And it just seems like, you know, she just kind of got into a little rut, or the fame got her, or swing changes, a couple little minor injuries here. But she's only 23, and that's the scary thing, you know, when you start talking about female golf versus men's golf. Man, they peak real early. They peak early nowadays, you know, in female golf. And it's very refreshing for me, for a golf enthusiast, to see like a Gabriella Ruffles, or to see some of these young ladies that go through the college ranks and then end up on the PGA Tour, kind of enjoy the road to success instead of that immediate success. But, you know, I wish her luck. I think she'll pull off the victory today. I think she'll get back on track, and we'll see what happens. But, my goodness, what a great player she was about 3 or 4 years ago.
No, there's no – I mean, she dominated. There's absolutely no question about it. And didn't she say that when she turns, what, 30, she's out?
Yeah, Lorena Ochoa, you know, yeah. Wentworth, she stopped playing golf. The most winningest LPGA Tour player of all time, she stopped at 34.
Yeah, crazy. Well, good luck to her. I hope she wins. It should be a lot of fun to watch if you have an opportunity, and wish her very much success. I don't think there's any question about that. Danielle Kane's got a little work to do to try to catch up with her. But look at these scores. She shot 64, 65, 68. if she shoots in the 60s, no one can catch her.
Yeah.
Okay? So there you go. All right. We're going to open up the phone lines at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106 if you want to tune in. If you're watching us right now on YouTube or on Facebook, now you can go to Southern Fairways. Just search Southern Fairways on Facebook. You can go to Randy Bergen Live on YouTube and watch. I am about to put up the pictures. They are on their way, Dan.
There they are.
Yep.
That's not my plate because my plate doesn't look anything like that.
Here it is. Boom's Kitchen today served Thai black pepper with fried rice. All right. Now look at that right there. Now I'm telling you.
Black pepper steak. Yeah.
Look at this. Look at this. How about those pictures, though? How you like that?
Good.
All right. Look
Did you good. Get a new phone or something?
Look at that.
That's pretty good.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. You know, I had, and we have a few more minutes here, and then we will resume into Boom's Kitchen here at our extended break. But I got a text Thursday evening, or actually early Friday morning, and I didn't text you, but people were asking me, you know, when they saw Bryson DeChambeau with the mishap with his driver.
Right.
Where he broke the driver. Okay. Now, if you watched yesterday, you saw Shane Lowry also have a malfunction with a golf club. Two different scenarios, though. So there's a rule in on the PGA Tour and through the USGA that if you have an equipment damaged in regular use of play, and that can even be down.
Not that you caused it.
You
broke
it,
wrapped around a tree. Yeah.
In natural use.
Right.
Okay. And that goes with a pair of shoes, you know, and everything. I mean, you know, you can change all those things out. But Bryson DeChambeau, using those shafts, and as hard as he hits it, well, he leans down like we all do. We use that club as a little crutch to get down there and pick our tee up, and the head snapped off of it. So there's no penalty. You get to replace it. Now, the great thing for Bryson DeChambeau, because he's one of the top golfers in the world, he's got a whole team of people with the exact same shafts sitting in the back of the trailer. You and I, not so lucky.
No, we got
to hit 3 wood.
Exactly.
And I actually played a round of golf where I had a mishap with my driver. Happened to have a mishap with my 3 wood and my 5 wood in the same round.
Oh, nice.
So I was learning to hit my irons. You know, a little bit better.
What was that?
It was just accidents.
Okay,
you
sure.
Know, just basic accidents.
Sure.
But Steve Lowry yesterday, he got a little upset with, well, I think it was his 4-iron, and he pulled a Bo Jackson. Yeah, broke it over his knee. Sure did.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because you can't replace it.
Right.
Okay, you can't replace it at that point. But if you
so that is a rule. If you do it unintentional,
right,
you get to replace it. If you do it intentionally, tough cookies.
Hey, I got to mention, thanks to the guys down at Peninsula Golf and Racquet Club down in Gulf Shores. Last week they hosted us for the GCGA Tour event down there, which the kid Kevin Close, congratulations to him. Young kid got his first win, and he was very ecstatic. Danny, you played with him in the previous GCGA Tour.
Rock
the kid to get the kid can play some golf. He's got some game, mm-hmm. and he did what he needed to do. I'll tell you, if you've played Peninsula, if you haven't played Peninsula, you got to put it on your playlist. One of the top 10 golf courses around, there's no question. Fairway's in great shape. The green's in great shape. But on number one, Marsh, he drove the green about 330 yards, I think is what it was. Makes a nice little eagle. That did not hurt him in his winning.
It's a short 330.
It is. It's a little cut.
I hit a 5-wood like 10 feet in front of the green, made bogey.
Yeah.
But if you go over top of the trees. But Kevin, I kind of should have, if we would have had a pool, I probably would have picked him because he plays there a lot. He plays it all. He lives down in Gulf Shore.
Yeah.
And very comfortable with that golf
sure.
course. And in which that is one of the golf courses. I mean, first of all, I had a blast playing that golf course. It's been a while since I played it. And you have to do a refresher course on some of those holes.
There's
a lot of strategy involved. And some of that strategy can be over the trees or
with a
5-iron or whatever.
You're not always pulling out a driver.
Yep.
You're not always pulling out a driver. Pretty much like what you're seeing here at TPC Harding Park. So it was a lot of fun. Listen, I got to say thanks to Chris and to Anthony Vaughn. Anthony Vaughn, the director of golf there. By the way, congratulations to him. Just had a newborn just the other day, so congratulations to Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
But they always take very good care of us. And, folks, I would encourage you, if you have an opportunity, do put Peninsula Golf and Racquet Club on your list. As a matter of fact, we were down there yesterday. I had to use my I had to use my
winnings.
Card.
Yeah.
Look right over there, Dan. You see that box over there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like it.
Got me some new shoes.
So that was, what flight was that?
I was in the C flight. I won the C flight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's where the not-so-good golfers play.
Yeah, but you played pretty good. You played good that day, though. You
know, I had a bad – my first night was bad, but I came around the second. I was 2-under going into number 9 on Marsh and then double bogeyed it. So –
unfortunately, we don't have enough tournaments left for me to lay down enough to get my points back to where I can, you know, get up there because they're up there a pretty good bit. But,
yeah, you're up there. Yeah, you're up there. But, listen, we encourage you. Check it out, GCGA Tour. We will be at Shell Landing on September the 13th. We'll be doing the remote there and playing golf. And we encourage you, if you want to have some fun, you want to win some – a nice trophy. You want to win some, you can win a little, little chinga. Come join us, GCGA
fold
Tour.
Chain. Fold money.
That's it. It is not change. It is a little folding money. All right. Got a big announcement. All right. Just found out on Friday. As you know, for all the folks up in Lake Martin area, Alex City, we've been on 105.1 WRFS, the lake, and that has been a blast for us. But, guys, we're moving. We're moving to a bigger station in Radio Alabama. We're going to 98.3 Fox Sports Central Alabama. We will be in Birmingham. We will be in Auburn, Lake Martin, Montgomery, and everything in between. We are excited, and it starts on August the 23rd. So, quite frankly, you could leave right here, listen to us on FM Talk 106.5, drive north on I-65, and listen to us all the way up. How about that? How about that? Excited about it. So I want to say thanks to Michael Brannon and Lee Perryman over at Radio Alabama. Thanks for what they're doing for us. And obviously the guys at FM Talk 106.5. All right. Boy, first hour has come and gone. Next hour, you won't want to miss it. At the 12:30, we've got good friend on Adam Rayberg with Bridgestone. He's going to be on with us to talk golf balls, PGA Championship. We'll talk Bryson and Tiger as well as VFID, all right? A lot to get into next hour. Don't touch that dial. This is Southern Fairways Golf Show.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And we welcome you into the second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with my podsy, Danny Spivey, and we are broadcasting live from La Casa de Bergen right here just north of the beautiful beaches in South Alabama. Glad to have you on board with us. That was a very fast first hour. The second hour is going to be extremely fast also. Excited to have at the bottom of the hour a good friend of mine, Adam Rayberg. He is the ball fitting manager for Bridgestone Golf, a great guy. We're going to talk Bridgestone golf balls with him. We'll talk PGA Championship. We'll talk Bryson DeChambeau and Tiger, and also talk about VFIT so you can figure out, or they can help you find out exactly what golf ball, what Bridgestone golf ball will work best for you and your swing. It's a great golf ball. We'll talk more about that at the bottom of the hour for sure. A lot of golf to get into, though. I mean, you got the PGA Championship that's going on right now. The ladies are playing. We're going to get you caught up on the leaderboard here in just a few moments. You got the Korn Ferry Tour that is happening. The European Tour, they just wrapped up in England for the English Championship. We'll tell you who won that. Just a lot going on, Danny. I mean, I love it, man.
Well, and we're getting ramped up, of course, the first major of the year. And then, Randy, right behind this, if you love golf, and I'm sure everybody that's listening to the show loves golf, we're going right into the FedEx Cup, man.
Exactly.
I mean, we go right to this place right behind me. We're going to be headed there.
You know where that is? Sedgefield.
That's in Greensboro.
Greensboro, North Carolina. That's absolutely where they'll be playing next week. Absolutely. Right behind me is where they're playing right now.
Yes,
sir. PGA Championship at Harding, TPC Harding Park. So,
if anybody happens to know, they can maybe text you, Randy, or they can call in. There's some boats out in that lake. Like when you get, I'm trying to figure out. I Googled them.
I
got preoccupied in my brain.
Well, I think those may be like I think they have down here in the Delta. Those like dragon boat races or something like that. I think that's kind of what that is. I'm not sure. But if somebody does know, yeah, call in at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Who knows? We might give you some golf if you know the answer to that. So we're going to be giving away golf. So you need to hang on to that number, 251-343-0106. You can text in. If you've got a question or a comment, you're more than welcome to call in as well.
Well, and as we get geared up for the PGA Tour season, junior golf has kind of come to a little bit of an end as school's getting ready to start next week. And but a big congratulations to our good friend Jay Stubbs, who's the director of the Jimmy
Green
Tour.
Does a great job.
Just an epic year for the Jimmy Green Tour locally. You know, over 187 different golfers, junior golfers, boys and girls, you know, ages 10 and under all the way are – you know, under 8 up to 18 years old, and averaged 82 golfers tournament.
That's right outstanding. 82 that golfers. Is outstanding.
But they just had their season tour championship, and they had their tour championship. You know, you play for points, just like on the GCA.
Right, right.
But how about this? My man Harper Walker.
Old Harper.
He wins the boys' season champ points total for the 16 to 18, 11 to 12A. Buddy Fleming, 10 and under. How about Henry Brown? I'm going to tell you what, he comes from a golfing family, boys 10 and under right there, the Brown family. They have some golfers in their family. Congratulations, Henry. Girls 11 and 12A, Allison Bell. The girls 16, 18, Tori Waters. How about that? Congratulations. Boys 13 to 15, Blake Cornell. Boys 11 to 12B, Thomas Beckman. Boys 10 and under, B, Cruz Burrows. 10 and under, girls, Grayson Kelly. Cecilia Archer took home the girls 11 and 12B, and the 13 to 15 year old girls season champ is Ashlyn Madden. So congratulations to all them. And you heard all the different levels they have, and that's what's so great. And they have an event coming up November 1st at Country Club Mobile Par 3 Golf Course.
Right.
So you can get on JimmyGreenTour.com, sign up for that tournament. It will go quick. It's limited, I think, to about 70 players. I'm not sure, 72 golfers. So if you want to go ahead and play a little golf November 1st, you're a junior golfer, boy or girl, all the different age divisions, and it's going to be a blast. Did a great job this year. Great job.
He does wonderful. There's no question about it. We're going to talk about your son Jackson in just a few moments. You did some video, and we're going to break that down. I want to remind you, you can go on, you can watch this video that we'll show here in just a second on my video stream. It's Randy Bergen Live. You go to YouTube. Also, you can go to Southern Fairways. Go to Facebook and search Southern Fairways. Check it out. It could perhaps be some of the funniest stuff you see on TV. What do you think, Dan?
Good stuff, man.
Well, look, I want to do this real quick.
Go ahead. No, and I was going to say, we were kind of teasing each other a little bit, you know, about who we look like in our golf. Now, I will tell you,
Did that hurt?
No, the lumpy thing doesn't hurt because it's so ludicrous, it doesn't even hit home. But, you know, the Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars on A&E, you know, if you've watched that show, my own son has mentioned, we have got to go to the Gold and Silver Pawn Store out in Las Vegas just for the pure fact to let me walk in the store with a black T-shirt on and little white glasses, little beanie cap, and see what kind of looks I get in there. Because he said, "Dad, you're a dead ringer."
You are pretty close. You are.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a transformation here before too long.
You are. All right. Look, we've got just a second or two, but you sent this to me, and I want to show this, and you can demonstrate or tell us what Jackson is doing here. We're talking about junior golf and Jimmy Green and what Jay is doing with them, but this is what junior golfers do right here.
It is. In this particular video, if you're watching it, you know what? It's a drill that Zach Portamont and myself and Jackson work on for Jackson, and it's basically Jackson's in an interesting stage, and a lot of junior golfers will go through this. Girls go through it a little bit quicker than boys, but you know, with the growth cycle, you know, and they grow, they start getting taller. You went from about 5'6" to you know about 5'10" in a matter of about 4 months. And, you know, what we worked on was sometimes when you get a little bit stronger, you tend to cast the club. And what we're talking about is when you take the club back and then your hands are at the top, is you tend to move the hands forward instead of straight down into the hitting zone. So a very simple little technique and a little drill here with two hitting sticks, you know, at the right angle where you can see Jackson here. He's going to take the club outside of the stick. The hands will get up to the top. They will set inside. And then he'll release the club through. So that gets you to that almost Freddie Couple-ish type of feel where the club is going outside and the hands are setting in. And so it's just a simple little drill. You know, you don't want to really hit a ton of golf balls live like that because it gets a little frustrating. You start hitting sticks and things start bopping all over the place. But at the same point, everybody has something they need to work on. And as these young boys and girls get stronger, they develop bad habits and they develop different strengths and different weaknesses. And so you just try to work on that.
You know, and that's the thing I love so much about the Jimmy Green Tour is we watch these guys over at Timber Creek, these kids all the time at Timber Creek. They'll go out to Steelwood, Rock Creek, go to a lot of different golf courses around. And you see them out there practicing. I've been saying for a long, long time, I love to see kids out playing. We all knew when we were growing up, we were outside playing. We weren't inside all the time. All right. So it's fun to see these guys out practicing and just socializing with their friends. I enjoy that.
Well, it's probably the best part of the game. You know, I read a really neat article. Justin Thomas's father, who was his coach and mentor growing up, and he's a PGA professional. And not everybody is skilled enough to give their son or daughter lessons. That's why you want to go to a professional. Now, I've worked with Jackson. I still get help with him from other people just because of the father-son dynamic. Sometimes it's good to have somebody else take a look at him and so things don't get so personal, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to remind you, the brand new summer edition of our Lifestyle, Leisure, Travel, and Golf magazine, Southern Fairways, it is out. It is on the streets. I'm telling you, it is a good one. The publisher, Joey Johnson, he's done an awesome, awesome job with it. You can pick one up at most any golf course around, or you can go online for the digital version at southernfairwaysgolf.com. While you're there, check out the tab that says deals. You can get golf at up to 50% off. Okay, we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on the leaderboards. We've got more golf to talk about. Who knows? We might even talk a little football. Don't touch that dial. It is Southern Fairways Golf Show.
It's time for your leaderboard update.
Brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Fourth and final round of the PGA Championship concludes today in San Francisco, California. The municipal golf course TPC Harding Park, playing a par 70, 7,251 yards, has some of the long players on top of leaderboard. On top right now, Dustin Johnson going for his second major of his career and 22nd victory on the PGA Tour. He's at 9 under par with a one-shot lead over young Cameron Champ and Scottie Scheffler. Paul Casey, Brooks Koepka, who is looking to become the first in a long, long time to win three PGA championships in a row, stands two shots back at 7 under par. Joining him, Colin Morikawa, Daniel Berger, Jason Day, Bryson DeChambeau, and Tony Finau, just to name a few, within three shots of the lead.
It's going to be a fun finish. I'm anxious to see it. I don't think there's any question about that at all. All right, the Korn Ferry Tour wraps up today in Oregon for the Winco Foods Portland Open. The young man from New Caledonia, Paul Barjon, and American Lee Hodges have a two-stroke lead at 11 under. As I mentioned, Hodges is from Huntsville, Alabama. So there you go. The European Tour finished up in England for the England Championship, where Englishman Andy Sullivan gets the win. Are you ready for this, Dan?
I'm ready.
It wasn't even close. 27 under. The nearest person to him, a Spaniard, Adrian Otagui.
Okay.
20 under. 20, seven strokes
seven
back.
Shot.
Are you
victory.
Kidding me?
How about
man,
that?
Nice for him. The LPGA, they are back in action in Sylvania, Ohio, for the Marathon LPGA Classic, looking for her 21st tour victory, or actually that would be her 21st professional victory, her 16th LPGA tour victory. The 23-year-old from New Zealand. Boy, she has been dominant for a long time. Lydia Ko, a whopping four-stroke lead right now at 16 under over American Danielle King. She sits in second place at 12 under. And as I mentioned, I did get a text a while ago. Where is New Caledonia? All right.
Yeah, where is it, Randy?
You know what that is, Danny? That is a French territory comprising of dozens of islands in the South Pacific.
A French territory.
French territory.
Very interesting. Well, you know what else is interesting? Monsieur. How about the 120th U.S. Women's Amateur at Woodmont up in Rockville, Maryland, defending champion Gabriella Ruffles from Australia, but she goes to USC. They're tied after 22 holes. She's tied with the teenager, Rose Zhang.
Rose Zhang, there you go.
From Irvine, California.
Nice.
So they're going to hole number 23, 36 holes in the final in that match play event. So we'll see if Gabriella Ruffles can repeat her U.S. amateur victory or the young teenager, the currently number one ranked AJGA Rolex Player of the Year, 18-year-old Rose Zhang, see if she can pull home the big trophy.
There you go. There you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That is your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour. You know, we got to say happy birthday to somebody.
I was gonna look up to see how to sing it in Thai.
Yeah. When you figure that out, you let me know, okay? So happy birthday. Tomorrow is Boom's birthday, and I got to tell you, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to show you the dessert that she has made for us. Was that outstanding or what, Dan? We had to taste it just a few moments ago during the break. How good was that?
Am I allowed to say what it is?
Or sure. No, you can. We'll show pictures in a little bit.
Okay, a little fried ice cream. You know what makes the only thing that can make ice cream better?
Is to fry it.
Is to fry it. And I did look up, and I do have the lyrics on how to sing Happy Birthday in Thai. And you know how much I care for Boom.
Sure.
It ain't going to happen.
No, Boom's Kitchen, we're going to leave it right there at the food. We're not going to even try. I can speak very little Thai. There's a couple of things that I can say, but singing would not be one of those. I have a tough time singing in English. So,
well, you know, I don't even know what to say about that one. Right. Well, there. I'm looking at the phonetics, you know, and when you can't do the phonetic part of it, then there's some issues.
Yeah, it certainly is. Hey, congratulations to Jim Furyk. He wins the Ally Challenge. That was last week in Michigan on the PGA Tour Champions. Congratulations to him. Of course, they'll be playing in Akron, Ohio on the 13th. The Bridgestone Senior Players Championship. Retief Goosen, the defending champion. So, listen, I got to tell you, they've had some guys coming on there. Furyk being one of those guys, I've enjoyed watching it. I have enjoyed watching
absolutely
the older guys play.
It's just tremendous. Speaking of older guys, I got to throw a shout out to a childhood friend of mine who texts me. Of course, he's listening right now up in Columbus, Ohio, Rob Holly, good buddy of mine. We played a lot of high school sports together, and loves to play golf. Big Bridgestone guy, so he's waiting in anticipation for Adam to come on, and of course we're going to talk about some things and Bridgestone making a lot of headway in the world of golf right now with their golf ball.
They really are.
A lot of headway.
I'm glad you mentioned that. We'll go ahead and say it again. Stick around. In just a few moments, we're going to be talking with Adam Rayberg. He is the ball fitting manager for Bridgestone Golf. We'll talk some golf balls with him. We'll talk a little bit about the PGA Championship. Bryson DeChambeau. Now, Bryson's got that mentality that I like. Eat a lot. Bulk up. Okay, bulk up. It might help your golf game.
Well, I said earlier, and we're going to, you know, after we talk to Adam, you know, we're going to have him next segment, and then we're going to have our last segment. I'm sure we're going to get some call-ins, but I've already teased on who I've narrowed it down to a group. I said that the winner of today's PGA Championship is going to come from this group of six players at six under par. Guess who's one of those guys at six under par?
The Bryson DeChambeau.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Absolutely. Wait, let's real quick, Phil Mickelson. Right now, he's plus one on the day. He's through six holes. That puts him at plus two for the tournament. Tiger Woods, look at Tiger right now. He has moved up 15 spots. He's at T44, minus two through eight holes today. He's even for the tournament.
I think he'll play pretty decent today. You know, he put a new putter in his bag, and I would say a new putter, but, you know, he's been putting with
basically the same.
Yeah, for a year at his house. And I'm going to look into some of the technology. He has a new apparatus at his house that is digitally reads his indoor green that he has built in his house in Florida, And I'm going to find some information on that. But you start looking at some of the other other people out there, you know, what's going on. I know you and I also, we got in our little major pools. We have, I'm in a little office pool. You're in I would say upscale, but, you know, it's a lot more. There's 40-something thousand in yours, you know, so you're going for big money. I've got a couple hundred of mine. Now, the good news is, you know, because we're so proficient at this golf show and we have so much golf knowledge, there's 205 people in my pool.
Right.
I'm currently standing 197th. So, you know, hey, you never know. You think you pick somebody good and, you know, they put new wedges in their bag and they can't find the fairway.
Well,
so.
I can tell you, on three, I've got three going here, okay? I am 37,000th.
Yeah.
Out of 59,400.
That's not bad.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm just...
That's still in the money?
I'm out of the money. Out of the money on that one. On the other one, I'm 8,920, 89,218th out of 142,000. Mm-hmm. And then I'm 154th out of 237 on one of them. Okay. Who did I pick? Well, let me tell you who I picked.
Who do you have?
All right. I went with Justin Thomas.
Okay.
You got to think Justin coming off of a win, being ranked number one.
Now, you can pick anybody you want, right?
No, then, you have to stand
are they in tiers?
You know, you have to. It's by money.
By
okay?
money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so the big dogs cost extra cash.
Well, you have, they're ranked by how much money they're worth, and you only have, without capping the salary, basically.
Gotcha.
You can only pick so many. So I got Justin Thomas. I've got Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, my man Louis Oosthuizen, okay, Tony Finau, and I went with Taylor Gooch, okay? Gooch didn't make the cut. Let's see where these guys are right now.
Well, today, do you have a single day or is it total? Do you get paid if they all have
total.
A good round today? It's
no,
just total.
It's total. Okay. It's no total. Bad. So right now we got Tiger at even. We got Finau, he's at 6 under. Phil Mickelson at 2 over. Louis Oosthuizen at even. And Justin Thomas right now at -1. So.
I'm expecting big things today out of Webb Simpson, Patrick Cantlay, and Rory McIlroy today. And I got Louis Oosthuizen in mind as well. I threw Victor Hovland in there. You know, I think
Victor Hovland. He's the old Potsy Weber. If you remember Happy Days, he looks just like Potsy
like
Weber, doesn't he?
Yeah. Aaron, what was his name? Aaron Williams.
Williams.
Yeah, Aaron Williams.
Okay, very good. Now, we were talking earlier about, I think, when we were talking with Mitch McConnell, about lookalikes. He looks like Paul Casey. I mean, they look a lot alike, okay? Yeah. You said that you had someone picked out. You didn't like who I said about you.
Well,
I felt like you got a little upset about that.
You find a picture lumpy. you're just saying that because, now, I will say this. I'm friends with Heron on Facebook.
Yeah.
I've known him for a little while. Actually, my college roommate, Henry Diana, who caddied for Charles Howell III for many years,
right,
used to caddy for Tim Heron. And what a wonderful guy. He's got barbecue sauce.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He's got some he makes some cash. Now, we have different builds. I won't say total weights. He probably got me by about 35 or 40 pounds. But, you know, I was trying to find somebody that was more of your – I think my doppelganger is definitely Rick Harrison, you know, I mean, from Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question. And listen, we've been doing remotes, and folks have actually come up and said, hey, Rick, you had your sunglasses on. They said, hey, Rick, can I get a picture with you?
And
that's actually happened.
I think I'm more of a cross between, like, a Kenny Perry and a Jim Furyk. You know, I've got no hair.
Wow.
Kenny Perry's got a kind of a bigger upper body and kind of bird legs. You know, and but he's a little taller than I am. I don't know. You know, it's hard to see. Maybe throw some Patrick Reed in there. I'm a hybrid. You know, I had you more of in that Danielle Kang. You know,
I'll take that.
Category. Yeah. You know, you're a good looking guy.
You.
She's a good looking
thank
lady.
You. Thank
you. Know, you're both about 5'5", 6". You know, 7".
Wow.
I'm no giant, I'm not saying that, but
wow.
Dark hair.
Right.
You got a little bit of frost on your hair,
which
I think is very distinguished.
Thank you.
You know, we texted back and forth about your airbrushing on your Facebook profile pic that you updated. But I think you should fully take advantage of technology when it comes
sure.
to
sure, yeah. Sometimes know. You have to. You have to.
Yeah. All right. I got to find one that gets rid of double chins.
Okay.
So I can do a little cropping.
Oh, my goodness. All right. All right. Look, we are going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to speak with Adam Rayburg. He is a ball fitting manager for Bridgestone Golf. It happens right here. Don't touch that dial. Southern Fairways Golf Show. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen along with my podgy Danny Spivey. Glad you are on board with us today. I'll tell you, it's been a fun show so far. We did get just a little off course there for a moment, Danny, and I want to thank you very much for saying that I look like Danielle Kang. That means a lot to me.
I thought it was a good compliment. I mean, We're both have a unique look, you know.
We do.
Just like Jason Young.
There you go. It is time to welcome in our guest on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, a good friend of ours. He is Adam Rayburg. He is a ball fitting manager for Bridgestone Golf. Adam, glad to have you on board with us, pal. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's an amazing Sunday. Got lots of golf to watch tonight. So I'm in a really, really good mood, and thanks for having me on.
Well, always fun to have you. There is absolutely no question about that. And I want to talk right now about the Bridgestone golf ball. This is really what y'all are doing with this golf ball is kind of, I mean, you almost have to say phenomenal, because it is making so much success. And I guess with Bryson and with Tiger, and we'll talk about them individually in just a few moments, but the success that you're having with a new golf ball is incredible. Tell us and tell our listeners a little bit about what you've done with the new golf ball.
I got to tell you, Randy, it's been an amazing first half. I know we've gone through some difficulties inside of the golf space, but I'll tell you, the new Tour B, you know, we came out of the gate in January and launched this product and got a huge amount of buzz. The guys were playing well earlier in the season. You know, we got some tour, you know, great wins early, and Bryson won just a few weeks ago and is playing well this week, but really came out of the gate. And that Tour B excitement has carried over to golf coming back. I mean, most of us are just getting back out there in the last month or two, safely into the golf course. The PGA Tour is activated again. But that excitement and that demand for that ball really just carried over. And we're seeing a huge amount of demand for that product out in the marketplace. We're doing really well there. Lots of demand in the green grass facilities as well as retail. So that ball, I mean, it's riding a huge wave of success around the launch in January and then on into this, you know, part of the season where we're kind of kicking back. And you know, we're looking forward to seeing what the rest of this unique year calls for in the golf space. And we're just really excited about the golf ball launch. And it's been a great, you know, 6 months so far in the Tour B launch so far.
There is no question about that for sure. Visiting with Adam Rayburg, the ball fitting manager for Bridgestone Golf. Danny?
Well, you know, Adam, I'm just such a huge supporter of the Bridgestone brand and all the technology that goes into it. The B series, like you mentioned, with the X, I like the XS, the BXS golf ball, and that's what I've been playing. It has a tremendous amount of feel, and when we watch, you've had such a great opportunity to basically be around the best players in the world that play the Bridgestone golf ball. And the response that you get from them tends to be very, very, very linear in a way where, you know, like a Tiger Woods or a Bryson DeChambeau or any of the other multiple, you know, top world golfers, where they can feel the golf ball going up the club face, but they still feel like they have the controlled amount of spin that they want on the golf ball, but also get the distance. You know, this technology is just amazing what Bridgestone's done, and kind of dive into it for our listening audience exactly kind of where that technology derives from and how it's inserted itself into the golf ball community.
Well, we're always looking for ways to innovate the golf ball. I mean, that's one of the number one priorities at Bridgestone Golf. We obviously have other things in our line, but the balls is probably 90-95% of our main focus in the R&D process. So what we design in these new golf balls is, you kind of alluded to it, is the reactive cover. And so the cover has typically in the past been a urethane ball. And there's different levels of urethane that you can purchase. You can get like a medium firmness, a soft, or even a firmer type of urethane. And companies mix those together and derive different types of sure D, which is how soft the cover is, and that determines how much spin you can put on it. And then if you're a great golf ball company, you manipulate the other materials to make it do different things. So you can put a soft cover on it and then maybe a firmer mantle layer, and it'll spin more around the greens because of the backboard of the mantle. So what we did a little differently in this launch was we added a new material inside of that urethane mix. So like I said, traditionally you just mix different types of urethane firmnesses together. But what we did is we took a and we added an additive to it that makes it act differently at different impact volumes. So if you hit it off your driver and it's a very firm impact, the material is going to act firm and react to that and spring off. Whereas around the greens, when you hit it slower and the impact is less firm as on a driver, it's going to act a little softer and absorb it in a way that makes it stick to the face. And that's what the pros are looking for, right? And everybody, really. They may not understand where it comes from, but every pro wants to feel that ball sticking to the face on those short wedge shots as long as possible. That's one thing Tiger always says, like, I want it to feel like it stays on the face a long time in my wedges, because that's how I feel the control of the ball. And so with him, it's very important to make sure it does that and doesn't ride up the face in high elevation, you know, shots with his wedge. He wants to feel like he can flight it, put a lot of spin around the greens, and really control that golf ball. So that's where the reactive cover kind of came in. And Tiger and Bryson, everyone was very pivotal in kind of developing during that prototyping process, where we started out with, you know, 10, 12 different types of prototypes and made it down to the one that came to the market available now.
Visiting with Adam Rayburg, ball fitting manager for Bridgestone Golf. Of course, Bridgestone Golf, the official golf ball and golf glove of Southern Fairways Golf Show and Magazine. And Adam, you know, I know you work with all these guys and you work with them very close. There's no question about it. Of course, when we were there in Georgia at your facility, which I thought was just an outstanding, it is what folks don't know about Bridgestone Golf is, you know, a lot of the manufacturers, and I won't throw out any names, but some of your top manufacturers, when they inspect a ball, they inspect it 40 or 50 times. But Bridgestone, over 100 inspections per golf ball just floored me. I thought that was just phenomenal, the process of which you manufacture the golf ball. But then your research and development facility over there is outstanding. And whenever you have like Bryson DeChambeau or Matt Kuchar or Lexi Thompson or Freddie, and with Tiger even, do they come to the facility or do you go to them?
Well, we do a little bit of both. It just depends on their schedules. You know, as you know, the tour schedule can be pretty hectic and they're all over the place. So we may, you know, fly out to Arizona and meet them at the waste management. It just depends on when we're doing prototyping testing. You know, when they're obviously coming through in Atlanta around the Masters, our facilities open, you know, basically available to them 24/7. We've had guys stop in a week before the Masters and kind of camp out in Covington for a little while and use our range and work on some things. And, you know, we'll kind of do a little combination of both. We'll go follow them. The great thing about some of our players, such as Matt Kuchar, is they're right down the road in Sea Island. So we can take a day drive over and, you know, work with him at some of the great facilities at Frederica or Sea Island Golf Course and work with him there. Bryson is based out of Dallas, so sometimes we'll take some trips down there. And then, of course, Tiger's in Jupiter, and we'll go down there sometimes and test him at Medalist. But then, you know, sometimes there's occasions where the guys will stop in at Covington. And, Randy, as you've been there, some of the greatest players in the world is stood right where you hit and got fitted into your golf ball. And, you know, Nick Price has been out there and, you know, Brant Snedeker and Matt Kuchar. So it's a facility that's open to them to use anytime they want.
It is fantastic, I can tell you. Just when we walked through from the plant, and you just kind of pop into that range, I was like, oh my goodness, this is absolutely fantastic. Visiting with
like
Adam Rayburg, ball fitting manager for
there, right?
No, I'm telling you, it was just fabulous, man. I looked at Joey and I said, oh my gosh, how cool is this? But listen, you obviously you work very close with these guys, and with Bryson DeChambeau, a very interesting talent, as we all know. What a wonderful putt he made yesterday to round out his round three. Was that a 95-foot putt? But we've only got you for just a few more minutes here, Adam. But I want folks to understand Bryson a little bit. How you know his mind? I mean, he is so technical. How difficult was it putting him into the right ball?
Well, Bryson's a nut, and I mean that in all the right ways when I say that. he's very meticulous about the golf ball he plays, and he's actually played a few models over the years. And, you know, as his stats and as his numbers change, we have to make sure the ball still kind of performs inside of those. And as we all can, as it's been well documented, he put on a couple extra LBs and started hitting the ball a little bit stronger. And he ultimately moved out of the XS into the X because, you know, he was producing, you know, with more speed becomes a lot more spin. So he was producing a lot of spin on his golf ball and, you know, a ball that worked with him for many, many years. And he won a lot of tournaments and, you know, played really well with inside of that softer cover XS, which Tiger plays. He ended up gravitating to the X because it fits his game so much better. And that was actually a pivotal move because he was just working through some of those changes as we were coming to the finish line of producing the golf ball. So we wanted to make sure it works for him. Obviously, we take a lot of pride in it fitting consumers as well, but the X and XS is made for that higher swing speed. And so Bryson, we had to make sure that that ball fit his game. And, you know, he's a big numbers guy. Now, don't get me wrong, Tiger is too. Tiger just doesn't talk about it as much as Bryson does when he's sitting behind a microphone at a tournament. But Bryson really dives into those numbers, and he wants the ball to do a certain thing with his sixth iron and a certain number with his wedge and then a certain number with his driver. And we got to make sure we build a golf ball that kind of falls in those windows of him. So very technical, and he's a gold mine for R&D. I mean, we pick his brain so much. Sure. You know, some players come in and they want to, you know, they trust us and we build a ball for them and they'll run through the data and that's kind of it when the testing ends. Bryson has a really close communication with our R&D guys, such to the point he's called our R&D facility manager, Andrew, which you met. He's called him on a Sunday afternoon before after a tournament just to talk about something he saw with the ball. So he's a direct line to our guys, and we definitely use him for a lot of research and development.
I bet you do. Adam, I got to tell you, this segment has gone by way too fast. We've got to get you back on because I've got a list of questions that I want to get with you on. But I want to thank you for being on with us. And I got to mention, Elliot Mello, who you work with, and, of course, your president, Dan Murphy. It is such a family atmosphere when you go over to Bridgestone there in Covington, and Covington, Georgia. And I appreciate you being on with us, and we appreciate Bridgestone Golf being a partner of ours for our golf ball and golf gloves. And y'all do a wonderful job. And who do you pick to – real quick, who do you pick to win today?
Well, I'm going to go with Bryson.
There you go.
He's in a really good position. And as you mentioned, he made a one-mile putt to end his round yesterday. So I feel like he's got some really good momentum kind of going into today, some good vibes, and love that pairing. Tony Finau is a guy outside the Bridgestone brand. Tony Finau is a guy I really like to watch. So I'm excited to watch some bombs being hit by those two and those pairings.
Man, there is no question about it. Adam, again, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. We got to get you back on soon. Okay, pal?
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Adam Rayburg, ball fitting manager for Bridgestone Golf. Great guy, no question about it. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put the wraps on this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. It has been a fun 2 hours. It has gone by extremely fast. Great to have Adam Rayburg on with us. We got to get him back. Man, he's got some interesting stories, Danny, I can tell you.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, some of the pictures that you were showing, you know, through the monitor, you know, just being around some of these guys, watching the way they hit golf balls, and you know, that's one of the things. On a professional level, you know, both the men and women on a professional level, they just hit the golf ball different, you know, and they understand, they can feel the golf ball coming off the club face. They can feel the reaction of the golf ball. And that's where it is, because at the end of the day, all those numbers that you put together and all those really cool things you do with your shaft and your golf club and all those different things in the golf ball, those are all backups to making you feel confident about your game, right?
Right.
And if you feel like you got a great golf ball in your bag and you feel like you, when you hit the shot the way you want to hit it and it feels the way you want it to feel, it's not a whole lot better feeling than that on a golf course.
Well, there's, you know, and the, when you're playing at that level right there, it certainly, everything matters. I mean, you know, you just don't go pick up a golf ball and play it. And that's what's funny, because even the high handicap golfers think, oh, it's a Titleist, or it's a, you know, it's a, I got to hit that golf ball. It's a Bridgestone. You know, you need to find the right golf ball. And I'm going to tell you how you can do that. That great segue right here. You can go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. Go to the middle of the website and you're going to see a picture there. It says Tiger knows his numbers. Bridgestone gives you a chance to know yours. You can do the V-Fit. It's real easy to do. And what they will, once you send the video to them, they will send to you a sleeve of the balls that they recommend. All right? That's what you need to do. It doesn't cost you anything. It's absolutely free. Go to southernfairwaysgolf.com and check it out. Know your numbers. I can promise you that Tiger and Bryson DeChambeau know theirs. All right, we're going to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Uh-oh, look who's up first. He beat him to the punch. Tiger Mike slips in right before Bama Tim. Tiger Mike, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all guys doing?
We are doing extremely well.
Good. Yeah, I listened to that previous segment. I learned a lot. I appreciate that. You know, but, you know, DeChambeau and Tiger, they have a little more of a feel and touch for golf because they play it basically every day of their life. And y'all play quite a bit. I don't play that much. So how can I tell when you talk about ball fitting? Because I'm not a golf connoisseur like you are, Randy. I need to the soft, the hard, all these different things. I don't know that I'm going to really feel or know the real distance. How would, in a layman's term, understand that?
Tiger, let me just, okay, two things here. One, when you find the right ball, you will be able to feel what you're missing. There is a big difference, and I don't care really what your handicap is. You can tell the difference. What you should do is do what I just recommended a moment ago. Go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. Check right there. Get the V-Fit. They will send the ball that they recommend based on your speed, based on your the numbers that they pull from your swing, okay? They can recommend a ball to you. Check it out. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. They'll send those to you, and then you'll be able to feel how that golf ball feels. That would be what I would recommend. Also, one other recommendation might be that you go see a local PGA teaching professional there in the Destin area and let them take a look at what you're doing, how you're swinging. That might help you as well. Danny?
No, I totally agree. And Tiger Mike, you'll see just like you love to ride your motorcycle, right? I'm going to give you an analogy. So the difference between a golf ball you don't feel good with and a golf ball that you feel good with is different between sitting on that beautiful motorcycle that you have or getting on a scooter. Okay, you're going to feel the difference. You're going to feel the difference immediately. You're going to say, man, this one, I like the way this one feels. And so the best thing about it is you just hit a bunch of different kinds until you get that feeling. Then you just go with it.
Okay, because I usually, in the past, normally I use Titleist, but I'm gonna have to venture out and try some of these Bridgestone that y'all are talking about, because it sounds pretty good. And look, Randy, I trust your judgment. I've known you a long time, so I'm gonna give that Bridgestone a try. And real quick, I want your opinion. Are we or are we not going to have college football this year?
Tiger Mike, that's a great question. As we had Mitch McConnell on earlier, and he's got the pulse on the SEC, college football, University of Alabama. At this point, I got to tell you, I don't know. I just don't know. I'd like to say yes, but quite frankly, I just don't know right now.
I think the money's going to talk.
It's got to. It's got to, because it's going to hurt. It's going to kill some athletic departments,
you know,
if they don't.
It's one thing keeping kindergartners and K through fifth grade at home to try to do things. It's different with the multi-billion-dollar industry of college athletics and college tuition.
Absolutely. Hey, Tiger Mike, give it to me. We got Bama Tim right behind 50, you.
But if we have it, it's going to be a very limited, the Power Five, and maybe only three of the Power Five because some of those conferences, and even our commissioner, they seem to be some weak commissioners out there. I'll just leave it at that. We have some weak commissioners out there.
Hey, lay it on me. Bama Tim is trying to squeeze in here.
All right. I'll just leave you with this. Go national championship, Tigers.
Oh, there you go. Buddy. There you go. All right. Well, let's go right back to the phone lines and bring in Bama Tim. You heard what he said right there, Bama Tim.
Well, all I got to say is, what do y'all think about the new schedule?
Lay it on us.
Well, it's Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Mississippi State, Tennessee, LSU, Texas A&M, and Auburn with a home game with Kentucky and an away game with Missouri. I guess we're going to find out this year, because I'm being optimistic, we're going to play football. And we're going to find out this year who's the best in the SEC.
Well, I hope we do. I know there's a lot of folks out there ready for some football. We need football for our sanity, if you want to know the truth, because if not, there's going to be a lot of folks that that go kind of crazy. And we might be one of those.
Exactly.
If that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, I would definitely be one of those. But, I mean, we lose USC as an opener. Georgia State, that's a gimme game. Kent State, that's a gimme game. UT Martin in front of Texas A&M, that was just a two-nut game. But we're going to find out who the real champions of the SEC are this year.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Bama Tim. Well, good stuff right there. And, you know, you heard what Tiger Mike said. Go ahead and lay it on me right now. Give it to me.
All right, before I go now, guys, you got to join in on me. Come on, you got to do it. You got to do it for Bama Tim. You got to do it for Boom. Happy birthday
to
you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Boom.
Happy birthday to you.
And boy, Tiger Mike, that was awesome. That was awesome. Good stuff right there. Yep, tomorrow, Boom's Kitchen. Tomorrow, she's celebrating a birthday. So, there you go. Thank you, Bama Tim. Appreciate that. Good stuff. We need to work on our singing a little bit.
I wasn't quite prepared for that. You know, I need the right acoustics. I've had this sore throat lately, Randy. I was watching Step Brothers the other day, in case anybody's seen that movie. All right, we have a few minutes left. Are we ready? I know you're going to queue up what we had for in Boom's Kitchen for dessert, but are you ready to make your prediction for today there, Potsy?
Yeah, I am, and I want to tell you who I think wins it.
Okay.
I'm going with Adam. I think Bryson DeChambeau gets the win.
And you just like him because
not only because he's a Bridgestone guy, but I like him because I think that he's got the mentality right now. He wants to win this thing. He wants a major, and he's very poised right now to be in that position, because I think the closest he's been is top 15, mm-hmm. Has been the best that he's done in a major. So,
and he's certainly trending that way.
Right,
certainly trending the right way, and he's dominating news cycles, and we see that happens. You know, that things happen for a reason, right? Well, let me throw some stats out to you, because this is where I want to go. I told you that earlier I narrowed it down to six players. All six of those players happen to be at six under par.
Right.
Those included Daniel Berger, Jason Day, Bryson DeChambeau, Tony Finau, Tommy Fleetwood, and Justin Rose.
Mm-hmm.
So go a little bit further. What I'd like to see, too, is how good do these players play in the fourth and final round, just as an average? Well, it just so happens that the top four players on the PGA Tour in scoring average in the fourth round are Bryson DeChambeau, Tommy Fleetwood, Webb Simpson, and Daniel Berger. All right? So let's go to who's won the last, you know, PGA championships in the past as far as non-Americans. Well, you had Rory McIlroy since 2012. Who won 2012, 2014, 2015 was Jason Day. The rest have been Americans. So where do I lead with this? I think all the guys at the top, because of the way this golf course is designed, that someone with length and who could dominate a golf course down the stretch on some of the hardest holes.
Lay it on me.
I'm going with you and Adam. I say Bryson DeChambeau picks
there you
up
go.
The trophy today.
Nice, nice. Bridgestone guy, all right? Hey, let me tell you what's nice, too. Look at this right here. If you're watching us, this is what we had for dessert.
Yes,
right?
We did.
A little fried ice cream, and it was fantastic. Hey, that is going to wrap it up for us. I want to thank you for hanging out with us today. I will not be here with you. Danny's got it, and Doug Holton have it next week. I'm going to be in Houston. I'll check in with you.
Yeah.
All right. Going to have a lot of fun. So, hey, folks, thanks for being with us. Thanks to our guests today, Mitch McConnell and Adam Rayberg. All right. Have a great one, Danny. Good show to our cast. Thank y'all for doing what you do. Thank you. And remember, God bless America. All right. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.